to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Vaults, the card game. And I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have Hervoye. I'm slaughtering your name, but why don't you introduce yourself to us and what you do for the game?
Hi, Barry. It's great to be here. My name is Hervoye, and I am one of the co-designers of Vault's card game. There are four of us, and basically my role is to come up with overpowered ideas that need to be balanced a lot. But
you got to make sure everything works, huh?
Yeah, my ideas tend to be a little bit over the top.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
you know, it gets you places,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I can't. Well, you could say that it's my way of doing things, because it's a lot easier to make things less complicated than adding stuff, at least for me. So, yeah.
Well, cool. Well, tell us a little bit about the Kickstarter. Tell us about Vaults and what people can expect from it.
Well, Vaults is basically a very simple game. Since this is our first project, we really wanted to do something nice and simple. But it has a depth. That's definite. It's a strategic card game set in the steampunk world where players assume a role of a crime boss, crime syndicate boss, and they have to recruit professional safecrackers, equip them with tools, steampunk tools, of course, in order to crack vaults. So basically, the first player who reaches the winning goal wins the game. But also, there are different strategies, different approaches to the game, so we are very, very happy with it, and we had a lot of fun time developing it.
That's cool. So it's kind of like a heist game, you know, it's a heist movie, but in a game form.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
So you're getting your team together and want to crack that vault, and of course, you know, you have to love the steampunk theme of it all. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So who came up with the idea of this to start off with this, or was it more of a team effort?
Well, funny story. I guess it would be me, but the first version, it wasn't called Vaults, and it had nothing to do with steampunk whatsoever. We were doing a totally different project, and I felt that we need to at least start something fresh to clear our mind. So I thought that a cyberpunk tower defense card game would be perfect. And I did the basic concept, showed it to the rest of the team, and they really didn't like it, because it, no, really, it was...
They're like, no, it doesn't work.
It was totally unbalanced. I mean, one game lasted 20 minutes, the second game lasted, I think it was 5 minutes or even less, so that
oh, wow.
Yeah, that definitely didn't work. But I felt that there was something about the core system, core mechanic. So I went back home, I sat at my computer, and all of a sudden while I was rewriting stuff, I thought, well, steampunk would be cool, and we'll ditch the towers and let's put some vaults and stuff like that. So naturally at this point, Goran, that's another member of our team, he helped me a lot. So the two of us, we presented the idea, the new concept to the rest of the crew, and, well, basically the vaults were born. Of course, the very rough version, we had tokens, we had dices, we had lots of things inside. But we really wanted this, we wanted it to work. And we knew that we need to simplify it. So I think around 10 versions later, we had a something that's similar to the final product.
So, nice. Yeah. Well, that's cool. It's always fun to see the story behind everything, and it's always fun to hear that your first idea was just a total bomb, but then eventually evolved into something.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So as of today, when we're recording the show, you guys have a week left. You have 7 days left to go on the Kickstarter, and it's scheduled to end on May 22nd. And you guys are already successfully funded, and even more so. So congratulations on that.
Yo, thank you. we are so happy. You can't even believe it. Especially because this is a relaunch. We made some mistakes with the first campaign, obviously. We totally forgot that gamers also like to go to beach and seaside during the summer when we launched our first campaign. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, that was a bad call from our side. But first campaign was the best thing that happened to us, because we met some really, really cool people, our first backers, obviously, and we had a lot of fun with them. We talked a lot, and when the campaign ended, the first one, they were the ones who inspired us to try again. So we decided to use the time between the two campaigns to get as much of expenses covered as possible to lower the goal for the next campaign. And, well, it worked out.
Yes, it did. You're successfully funded, and it's going to be made, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear the two different sides of the Kickstarter story, how you guys tried and unfortunately didn't succeed the first time, but then you're like, hey, let's tweak it a little bit and try again, and now it's a successful thing. So you feel that the main thing that really hurt your campaign the first go around was just bad timing of the year when it came out?
Plus, very important, we did a very, very bad job on marketing. We were naive enough to believe that the game itself will be enough. So that was also something we decided to change, to work on. But our main marketing strategy was to stay in touch with our friends online, with some of our backers, and to basically, how should I put this? We didn't talk a lot about Vaults, about the relaunch. We talked about various games, our experiences with development process, with enjoying the games, etc.
Yeah.
So that was, I think that worked out as well.
Oh, good. Well, I mean, and if anyone can take, you know, a message from this is that obviously marketing is important. Did you reach out more to like reviewers this time around than you did the first time, or was it about the same?
It was about the same. Since we didn't change a lot to the game itself, we didn't want to make to burden the reviewers to make fresh new review, since most of them have other projects, and if we had any big changes to the game itself, then it would make sense. But in this case, we simply asked them if it's okay to use the reviews again. They said, "Of course, no problem," and that was about it.
Cool. Well, that's good. I mean, it's good to be able to use that content over again, and then. Just, I'm glad that you were able to figure out things to do this time so that we can get this game out to everybody. And speaking to getting the game out to everybody, when do you guys hope to have the game out to the backers? And also, do you plan on bringing it out to the public?
So we estimate that the games will go to the backers sometime around December. So hopefully it will be a nice Christmas present for all.
But, nice.
Yeah. Naturally, anything can happen. So we even hope that it will be a bit sooner than December, but maybe it will be maybe 1 month after the deadline.
Yeah. Sometimes whether it's shipping or whether it's printing,
yes,
sometimes you run into little snafus here and there that you can't predict right now. So hopefully people are kind and understanding.
Yes, but in a way, some people are already looking forward to the game and they hope they will get it sooner. So personally, I take that as a compliment, which means,
yeah,
we obviously did something right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you did something right. They're excited. They want to get the game to them as quick as possible. So that's nice to have people have that excitement about something that you've created.
Yeah, and about the second part of your question, yes, we are hoping that we will be able to put the game on the market. There are some plans to promote the game on Essen Spiel this year. And we are already, I won't say negotiating, but we are talking with a couple of distributors. So, but I just want, one step at a time. I just want to finish this project first. Make sure that everybody gets their game, and then we'll think about the next step.
That sounds good to me. That sounds like a good plan. And this last week, I imagine, will be pretty hectic and pretty crazy. Just make sure that you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's, so to speak. And so, but that's exciting. I mean, you guys have had a very successful go of it this second time around. So congratulations once again.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
So, just,
yeah,
I thank you for coming on the show. I know that you're a busy man with everything that's going on, but why don't you tell people a little bit more about maybe you and your team, where they can find out information about you and also more about Vault?
Yeah, sure. So the four of us, we're all friends. We have played various games for a long time, but mostly pen and paper RPGs. So that's the way we met and started to think about doing the games of our own years after. We have a couple of more projects going on, but hopefully we will be able to talk about it in the future. Regarding the contact, people can find out more about Vault, obviously, on the Kickstarter page and also on our website, which is www.4hogs.org/vaults, and also on our Facebook page.
Awesome. And I'll have links to all those on the show notes, so you people can just click on it there as well. And thanks again for being on the show. It was lots of fun, and I hope to see more of your projects on Kickstarter in the future.
Thank you, and we hope we will have some projects pretty soon.
Awesome, and so that just means we'll just have to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
All right, and thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro. He is the board game man from the All-Star Geeks. And you can find him at theallstargeeks.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.